Let's be seated and go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Bow with me, please. Father God, all of us in here are broken in some way. Not only are we broken by sin, but we're broken by the effects of sin. We're broken by pain and illness, by trials, by sorrows. Even in our brokenness, we remember that we can come to you and you'll receive us. And you'll help us. And you'll care for us. Because that's the kind of Father that you are. Lord God, you've told us that you use what's small and weak and broken to shame the great and the strong. Help us to remember that our suffering isn't useless. That in your purpose, it's the very material through which you can display your goodness and your power and your glory. God, we are exhausted and weary from the weight that we carry. But you've told us that if we come to you in the midst of our weariness and our exhaustion, that you'll give us rest. Father, we want to bring glory to your name, and we want to show your power in our weakness and your wisdom in our brokenness. And so we willingly submit ourselves to your purpose. God, if we can best bring glory to you through our weakness, then take our strength. And if we can best bring glory to you through our poverty, then take our riches. We can endure any trial, Lord, as long as you do not leave us. You promise that you never will. You've promised us that you'll work all things for our good. And so we ask that in our lives, you would do just that. Work our weakness for good. Work our losses for good. And work our brokenness for good. Lord God, our only comfort in life and in death is that we are not our own, but we belong in body and soul, in life and death, to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. We trust you with our souls after we die, but Father, we pray that we would trust you with our lives and all that comes until we die too. We pray that you would use us to glorify yourself. Use us even though we're weak and broken. Whatever it takes, whatever it costs, we pray only that you would receive the glory. Amen.